The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. We are at the Ohio Star Theater in Sugar Creek, Ohio, for a simple sanctuary. And it's been very quiet all afternoon until about 20, 30 minutes ago. We're in the lobby of the theater. And tonight is the big VIP reception. I have no idea what I'm doing here. But tonight's the big VIP reception for this new play, this new drama, this new musical, A Simple Sanctuary. And I'm about 7 feet away from the red carpet. Yeah. There is a long, long line of people, the invited guests coming for the VIP reception and then the play tonight. So things have gone from very, very quiet to very, very busy again. I can see out the door and there's a long line of people coming in for the reception upstairs here at the Ohio Theater. I just want to remind you to pray for the folks in Houston, Texas. If you have not been watching the news today, the Houston area is in the midst of a deluge. Some areas just north of Houston have received over 30 inches of rain in the last 24 hours or so, and they're picking up an additional 10 to 15 inches today. Officials in Houston are begging people to stay off the streets because one report that I read from Fox News says most of the streets in this particular area of Houston are impassable. They are flooded. They have had to rescue hundreds of people who are stranded in their cars, stranded in their homes. And, of course, this part of the country was hit so hard just a few years ago with the hurricane that came through. So pray for the folks down there. There's a lot of them that are just recovering from the last floods. Well, here's interesting news. This is breaking news. Most of you are familiar with the Women's March in Washington, D.C. The Women's March is far-left progressive radical. One of the co-founders of the Women's March is Linda Sarsour. We talked about her a couple of days ago. She was in Columbus as one of the keynote speakers for the CAIR, C-A-I-R conference, which is, I can't think of what it, anyway, it's Council of Islamic American Relations. That's what it is, C-A-I-R. And they're a radical group. They were named as unindicted co-conspirators in some terrorism incidents a few years ago. Anyway, they had a legislative day down at the State House trying to lobby Ohio's legislators concerning Islamic affairs and so forth. Well, Linda Sarsour was one of the keynote speakers. Well, Linda Sarsour is a flaming anti-Semite. She's not only extremely left-wing, she's an anti-Semite. And so I think it was either 2 or 3 days ago, the board members of the Women's March kicked her off. She was one of the co-founders. And if you were listening, I said, she was too radical for the radicals. Well, today, listen to this. Here is breaking news. The Women's March is trying to rid itself of what critics have called an anti-Semitism problem. Just days after booting Linda Sarsour, Tamika Mallory, and Bob Bland off its national board following accusations of anti-Semitic rhetoric, the anti-Trump organization dropped a new board member, Zahra Billoo, B-I-L-L-O-O, after past online posts deemed anti-Semitic have surfaced. So in the last week, this far-left radical organization has booted four of their board members, including their newest, latest board member, because they were anti-Semitic. Now, folks, you can't tell me that they didn't know they were anti-Semitic. Their writings are public. Their writings are well known. Linda Sarsour has been very anti-Semitic in her comments for many years. So it's not that this was just discovered. It means that they couldn't take the publicity any longer. So whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, I don't know. But it's fascinating that even the far-left liberal radicals are trying to root some radicals out of their group. All right, I got this story. We've been talking about the Ohio Theater or the Ohio Star Theater and the Carlisle and so forth. Well, and you know we're in Sugar Creek. I found this story today. You ready? Two Amish men drinking spiked iced tea in a horse and buggy, a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra sitting atop their horse and buggy, and a giant stereo system inside. Quote, "It's not something you would expect to see every day." No. But authorities with the Trumbull County Sheriff's Department in Ohio say that's exactly what they saw during a routine patrol in the county's Amish community. Deputy Joe Dragovich was on patrol early on September 17th when he attempted to stop the horse and buggy for suspicion of drunk driving. Patrol car comes up behind the... Now, if the horse was not intoxicated, how did the patrolman know that the two Amish guys that were in the buggy... I don't know. But anyway, the patrol car comes up, lights and siren. The two Amish guys leap out of the buggy and made their great escape. And by the way, this is a CNN story. CNN story. Making their great escape, disappearing into the woods on the side of the road, according to the report obtained by CNN affiliate WJW in Cleveland.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And we are wrapping things up here in Sugar Creek, Ohio, at the Ohio Star Theater. A large crowd is gathering here in the lobby for the VIP reception upstairs. And I'm serious, folks. It's not just because we're friends with the people here at Dutchman Hospitality. You owe it to yourself to come to Sugar Creek, the Carlisle Inn, catch one of the dramas or one of the concerts at the Ohio Star Theater. They're doing over 50 concerts a year, in addition to 200 musical performances here in the theater. Coming up this holiday season, they've got the Booth Brothers, the Ball Brothers, Phillips Craig and Dean. The Collingsworth family will be here December 7th. Then they've got their big New Year's Eve party with a purpose. Rebecca St. James is going to be here very soon on September 21st. And September 26th, Sanctus Real. I'm never sure about the proper pronunciation of that, but most of you are familiar with Sanctus Real. And then Laura Story will be here on October 24th. Here are some of the names that they've had just recently. The Collingsworth family, Linda Randell, John Michael Talbot. I did not know he was still touring. The McCameys, Jeff and Sherry Easter, the Hoppers have been here. Ernie Haas and Signature Sound has been here. Jimmy Fortune. I mean, all of the top names in Southern gospel music, as well as many other genres, have been here as well. Check them out at OhioStarTheater.com. And as we were saying earlier, make sure that you go to their website to get the tickets. There are many reselling internet sites that are taking their tickets, jacking up the prices considerably. Come here. You'll get the best price for your tickets for their concerts at their website, OhioStarTheater.com. OhioStarTheater.com. Well, I was talking about a weird and wacky story about drunk driving Amish and buggies. This is a real story. I'm not making this up. This is not a parody. And let me read to you the actual headline appearing today in several reputable news sources. A mysterious object hurtling toward our solar system may be an alien spaceship. That's the shock claim made by one space scientist who has exclusively revealed that our incoming visitor could be piloted by hyper-intelligent beings. Last week, scientists in Germany announced that they had spotted a distant object headed in our direction. Dubbed C/2019Q4, the high-speed body appears to be on a path originating from another star system that will see it fire past Mars this October. Despite numerous attempts to study C/2019Q4, scientists remain clueless as to what it is. Many speculate the distant mass is a comet, but according to prominent astronomer Dr. Seth Shostak, while this is the interstellar traveler's most likely identity, we can't say for sure. It's not a flying saucer. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, this story is in the weird and wacky also, but it is serious and it is sad. Here's the headline today. New York City says 1.1 million students can attend climate strike protest without punishment. Here's the story. School districts across the country are debating whether to follow New York City's lead after it allowed its students to participate in tomorrow's global youth climate strike without punishment. New York City's Department of Education made the announcement last Thursday, saying that 1.1 million public school students could skip class to participate in the strike if they had parental consent. Anybody want to take a guess as to how many kids are going to show up for school tomorrow in the New York City school system? Here is a tweet. This is an official tweet from New York City Public Schools. NYC schools will excuse absences of students participating in the climate strike on Friday, 9/20. Students will need parental consent. Younger students can only leave school with a parent. And, of course, Mayor Bill de Blasio has got to get on the bandwagon as well. He tweeted this out. NYC schools will be sharing guidance with parents, educators, and students on how students will be able to participate in Friday's events in the next few days. This was put out, that was on September 12th. Friday's youth climate strikes will come 3 days before the United Nations Climate Action in New York City and the General Assembly meeting that follows it. Other climate strike protests are expected around the world with millions in attendance, the New York Times has reported. And, of course, the Twitterverse is filled with New York City students flipping out. One of them said, "This is so cool. NYC public schools are letting us leave class to join the climate strike." Another one says, "Holy smokes, this thing could be huge. I guess so. Some critics, why would anybody have a problem with kids skipping school? According to the story, some critics cited by the New York Times, accused New York Mayor Bill de Blasio of allowing the permissive policy to further his own political interests. Why? A politician would never use school kids for their own political ambition? The New York Post's editorial board, meanwhile, derided the decision as an out-and-out government sponsorship of a particular point of view. Other school districts in the country's largest cities are debating whether to follow suit. Well, this is Thursday. They better make up their mind pretty soon. A spokesperson for the Los Angeles Unified School District told Los Angeles Times that officials are, quote, still finalizing plans. Now, can you imagine if students requested permission to skip school to attend a nationwide pro-life demonstration? Or let's say a nationwide pro-America demonstration. A strike call just to let students out and to celebrate their freedoms and their liberties as Americans and to celebrate the great American dream. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? So tomorrow, I would imagine, the overwhelming majority of New York City schools students are going to be on strike. Now, I got just a couple minutes. This is a fascinating survey, study done by the American Public Policy Institute. They did research on how the mainstream media as a whole presents abortion. Their unmistakable conclusion is public opinion is turning more towards pro-life and against abortion. That's public opinion. But the overwhelming majority of those that are involved in the media, particularly the mainstream media, are presenting a very biased, slanted, pro-abortion position. I don't know about you, but I find that fascinating. Here we have the mainstream media that for so many years had so much control over how Americans thought and what Americans thought. But as the mainstream media becomes more and more radical, more and more biased, more and more unbalanced, the American public is paying less and less attention. You know what? Considering the left-wing bias of the mainstream media, I think that's good news, and that's coming from someone who is a part of the media. Hey, folks, I am so grateful that you joined me today. Wherever you go and whatever you do, please, please, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.